Back, everybody. We've made it. Episode 20. This one is just like what you heard before, is a recap episode of the last 9 episodes. Sweep them. Episodes 11 through 19, with this being 20. And we're about to drop 21 here right after this. So if you're ready, here we go. The reason I do this is to allow you a quick snippet of what some episodes are about, so you can find one that works perfectly for you. Just to remind you guys, I didn't say it right away, but I'm your host, Manny Lampson. I've been in the military for going on 18 years, 4 years active, and then as a SEER specialist, 4 years as a reservist, as a SEER specialist while going to college, doing ROTC, playing football, working a part-time job, married, my wife working a full-time job, and a cup playing rugby as well during college. I commissioned in 2014 back into the Air Force active duty as a combat systems operator for the Air Force as an officer. Did that for a year training. Then I've been at Dyess Air Force Base for the past 9 years, sweeping again, flying the B-1 bomber with a couple oddball jobs in between for the non-standard career path that I'm on. All right, whew, let's do this. Episode 11. This was a joint episode with my buddies Columba and Gonzo, who are some rucking friends of mine. In this episode, we just dive deep into how to do hard things, why you should do hard things, the program we run at Dyess called Rapid Airman Development, how it has motivated and changed the lives of every person involved in it. It was just a good little group call. So if you're looking for some motivation, some teamwork, what it takes to do hard things, they give their perspective and I give mine as well. Episode 12 is with Jackson. He's an airman here at Dyess Air Force Base looking to cross-train to EOD, but he was also the Innovative Airman of the Year last year in 2023 for the Air Force. We got to know each other through the Innovation Lab side of the Air Force. So he's got some great perspective on how innovating and being creative is going to help be a leader as well. Episode 13, this is a solo episode with just me. I discuss why I'm so big on a leadership philosophy, why I talk about it in all my episodes. I think it's like a 15-minute episode. I just dive into why it's important, why you should have one, and why you should be using it wherever you go. Episode 14, my man, Weston Johnson. He is an airman over in the reserves right now, but he was active duty as a crew chief on the F-15s, and he is looking to commission and become an officer. Very similar route that I took, but he is just freaking squared away. I was blown away by some of the stuff he does already at a young age, and that's what I love about his episode. He is just crushing it. He taught me how to prioritize and execute my tasks, so that was really cool. I added that to my daily tracker as well, but he's just got a great head on his shoulder, and he's just a great person, and we talk about some of the experiences he had with pilots being an airman and how that motivated him to move on to commission as well. Episode 15. We move into an episode with Airman Michael Maldonado. He is Security Forces Airman here at Dyess program on some rucks. We talk about his growing up without a father, how that could impact some people's lives, but the script and really just started crushing it. He's been crushing it here at Dyess when he came here to sort of rejuvenate his career. We talk about how he crushed it during his deployment and how he's doing it when he comes. Flip the script, stay consistent, and see results. Episode 16, on the civilian side, having to deal with that journey with his family, moving to Canada, United States, getting into the military. His first few years in the military are insane. Force Athlete of the Year in 2020 as an A1C in tech school. So for those that aren't familiar, tech school is a part of training you right when you get into the Air Force for your job. He was able to crush all this while preparing. Going through COVID in the Air Force at a younger age for him and leading up to his deployment, which leads us into the part two episode. But that's the part one episode. Great, humble, approachable guy, and phenomenal to listen to. Episode 17 is with Cadet Zane Peacher. We met through TACP officer selection course a couple months ago, where he was selected to become a TACP officer here soon. So if you're listening to this, this is 2024, April, and he's going to graduate and then can move on to that tech school. But what I love about Zane, having him on the episode, bringing his leadership perspective from the Air Force Academy was amazing. He has a squared head on his shoulder. He is humble. He is motivated, and he's freaking a beast. So great episode there for a lot of younger people who are looking to develop those leadership skills earlier in their life. Episode 18 is part two with Michael Manazzi. This one goes into his deployment, into his journey after that. And then we also talk about where he's going in his future as well. So he is now a world-class athlete in the Air Force where he is. His job is to race walk. So it's a pretty interesting concept. to be in the military, but your job is to do a sport. So very cool there. I hope you like that one and check it out as well. Episode 19, one, if I had to be biased, it's one of my favorites because I have another episode with another survival instructor friend of mine, Tyler Pitcher, just a badass guy. And this episode is a little bit different. We dive deep into just the technical perspective of SEER, what we both learned from it, what was funny about it, what was hard about it, what was different. And he brings a perspective because he was also a cadre instructor course for SEER instructors. So he brings into the backside of what it's like to be a SEER instructor, the percentage of those that make it, what we go through and how hard it actually is. So great episode there. Hope you guys enjoy it. And we are on episode 20 right now, the recap episode. So I like to keep these short. I like to keep them simple. So you can listen to this episode, write down some notes on which ones you want to go back and listen to after this. Or if you're just wanting to listen to them all, go ahead. But with that being said, I will wrap it up. Again, if you want to reach out to me, it's pretty simple. Manny Mustache on Instagram is the best way. If there are any other ways you can reach out, let me know. I will find it. But for now, stick to that. Keep learning. And we're about to drop episode 21 right after this with my man, Travis Barrett, strength conditioning coach, who actually coaches for the survival instructors at Fairchild. All right. Have a wonderful day and keep leading.